Thank you, precious Lord, for clearing the debris from my mind and showing me the way. Please open the eyes and ears of your people to receive this message and to act on it. Amen. Lately, I have been feeling very insecure about things that I do. Should I do this? Should I do that? Is it time for this? Is it time for that? Lord, is this pleasing to you? Is it not pleasing to you? And just been having such a merry-go-round of confusion, trying to decide what to do next, and just having a very insecure sense about what I am doing, period. And the Lord addressed this and took it to task and really pulled the veil back so I could see clearly what was going on. Jesus began, "I want you to know that you are under continual condemnation, so much so that you can hardly discern what to do or what you might be guilty of. This is not me. This is the enemy trying to sow confusion to the point of paralyzing you. Without being able to sense what is right or what should be next, truly, you are paralyzed." Well, Lord, what do I do with this? Brush it off, recognize the source, and brush it away. I will let you know when there's a real problem. But until I do, do not receive this 24/7 condemnation from the enemy who is trying to paralyze you with fear so you will do nothing. He acts in this manner with all souls, but especially those chosen to bring my message to the world. A good thing to do so you can recognize who is who is to place your hands over my heart and linger. You will feel my heart, my love for you, and my approval. So many times you've been missing my approval, thinking that you were doing wrong when you were indeed doing right. This has worn you out, Claire, causing much fatigue. So be very discerning when you feel you are coming under question, doing the right or the wrong thing. Beloved, I am going to have to do some very difficult things in this nation and in the world. I want you to be steadfast in the midst of turmoil and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are taken care of. Some very difficult things. At this point, he was crying. Know that you are secure in my arms. This community will thrive. Only be very careful who you admit that they are not a drag on the rest. Yoking is very, very important. Better to be a solitary than to have those who are not in line or mature enough to deal with things the way they should be dealt with. Satan uses such people to destroy the good in a community. Beware of the critical spirit. There is nothing more deadly to brotherly love than this attitude under any pretext. I have not called you to be perfect or a state-of-the-art community. No, I have called you to be a family in love with and serving me with all your bumps, bruises, and imperfections. Those who are seeking the perfect community are destined to wander in the wilderness of their own minds. They do not have my mind, but the enemy's. They will find fault with the most perfect situation. They will blow it out of proportion and pass sentence on the innocent. Have nothing to do with such as these. They are Satan's tools of destruction, parading under the banner of holiness. Lord, what do you want me to focus on? Training your replacements. Those who have not responded by now will have to be drawn up higher by other means. Your job now is to prepare those who will lead. I know you see nothing of any value in your leadership. But you are not leading by your gifts. You are leading by my judgments and gifts. Therefore, don't put your office down. In spite of all your flaws, I have chosen you to lead, and you cannot see what is in you that is so important to me. But understand this, your faults have helped many a poor and hopeless soul. That does not give you license to backslide, my love. But it is to loosen the hold of condemnation so you can proceed with more confidence in my working through you. Returning to what I was saying, there are indeed difficult times coming upon the world, but it is only to light a fire under the lukewarm and fence walkers. I move slowly in order to catch all up into focus that this is the end times, and at any moment the world could suffer a nosedive. They are not prepared, and this is not your fault. Simply stated, other things were more important to them than their salvation and sanctification. So we are moving forward into those realms that will bring about a more focused Christian and more prepared interiorly. This is my message today. Do not allow the continuous arrows of condemnation trying to undermine your leadership and walk with me to affect you. We are walking as one, and they are liars committed to undermining the work of my Holy Spirit in your life. My other message is that change is coming, threatening things that will wake my people up. They are coming, and you, along with the community, will be taken care of. Be more discerning with who you allow in. Many will be sent to bring destruction under the guise of holiness. You are learning from recent experiences just how toxic that can be. Pray for them, but allow no alliance. You will know the ones that can be trusted. Truth will bear witness in your hearts. Go now, my precious vessels, unto honor, and walk with me fearlessly. I am your strength and your salvation, and you were born for such a time as this.